Like Sean said, my name is Macy Truitt. I'm a senior. I'm an elementary education major and a biblical studies minor. I spent a lot of time in the classroom over my lifetime, whether that was in regular ed classrooms or in children's ministry. I've been teaching since I was 13. I volunteered in Bible classes, and I fell in love with it at a really early age. It's not hard for me to stand up in front of little kids and teach. However, this is much different, so don't be fooled if I'm shaking. So for me, the goodness of God looks a lot like a childlike faith. So I'm going to talk about what faith looks like to me in the faith of a child. So we're going to read Matthew 18, verses 1 through 4. At the time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him and placed him among them, and he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like the little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." So the disciples are fighting over who's the most powerful, who has gotten the most achievements, which seems pretty silly considering they're in front of Jesus, but whatever. And they were so concerned with power and position, and Jesus takes this child in and he says, look at this kid. He has no position, he has no power, and he depends on somebody else to take care of him, and yet he's the greatest of you. And so I think that the world is obsessed with status and achievements, but dependence on God is understanding that we are nothing apart from him and we can do nothing apart from him. And although it may not feel like it, or although the world may tell us differently, dependence is freedom. Dependence gives us the freedom to be guided and protected by God, the same way that a child is dependent on a parent. When kids have this freedom, I've noticed three qualities that they tend to have, and they're things that I admire that I think that we should try to mirror in our own lives. The first one is curiosity. Kids lead with curiosity. If you've ever had a conversation with a child, you might hear the word why a lot. But that means that they trust you to give them an answer that they'll understand. And they depend on somebody else to give them for their ability to learn. So they ask a lot of questions. And after they ask all the questions, maybe more than you would like, they're in awe over what you said. From whatever you just told them, their mind is blown. And you might see this light bulb moment happen where they finally understand what you're trying to tell them. We talk about that moment in education a lot because you can see it all over their face, and it's really rewarding to know that they understand what you're trying to tell them. And the awe and wonder that kids feel is really amazing to watch, and they're fascinated by everything. So next is awe and joyfulness. When kids feel safe and comfortable, they can laugh, they can play, and they notice things that make them realize how big the world is and how small that makes them feel. I think this is what the disciples were missing from that passage of they didn't feel small. They were next to the biggest person in the whole entire world, yet they were concerned with what they were doing and the status that they held. But the joy and awfulness, or the awfulness, no, that's not the word, the awe and joyfulness that kids feel is really only possible because they're not carrying the burdens that the person caring for them is. And I think that we rob ourselves of joy and peace because we try to carry those burdens on our own instead of being dependent on God to take those for us. And so the last one is honesty. Man, kids are good at this one. One time I walked into a classroom and one of my fourth grade friends said, "I was just wearing a pink dress," and he goes, "Why are you dressed like Minnie Mouse?" I was like, I'm going to take that as a compliment, but that hurt. you know, cried in my car, it's fine. kids have no fear to speak their mind. When they feel able and comfortable, they share their thoughts and their feelings, no matter how big or how small. And these are all things that I just think that we could use in our daily lives. We can be honest and we can be transparent when we choose to be. So what does this mean for us right now? If we choose to live a life of freedom and dependence on God, we can be honest and live a life of humility that's not interested in status. We can be honest and in awe and be joyful about the ways that God is working in our lives, and we can ask all of the questions. Thank you.